This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. The Eben Quartet features four talented French string players who aren't afraid to stretch beyond the boundaries of classical music. According to cellist Raphael Merlan, each member leads a double life.
That was kind of funny to discover when we met that, for example, Pierre the First violinist, did play in a rock band in high school with friends of his. He was the drum player in this group. Mathieu, the violist, did sing and play guitar in a funk group. I was a jazz pianist, and Gabriel did play more in the folk and eventually electro field. So all of us were classical musicians, but with a connection with, let's say, more popular music, maybe.
Raphael says the name of this quartet means ebony, referring to the ebony wood used in string instruments, and also to their broad musical interests.
The most important thing is maybe that through this wood, you have the symbol of exotic cultures. Yes, it symbolizes our attraction to the world music and the jazz things, yes. It was a very practical name, which allows us not to be only a classical quartet and not to be under the influence of an eventual artist whom we would have taken the name from.
On their fifth recording, the Eben Quartet introduces you to the many facets of Felix Mendelssohn through his early string quartet number 2, opus 13, his last string quartet number 6, opus 80, which is a requiem for his sister Fanny, and the only string quartet composed by Fanny Mendelssohn herself.
The reason these three pieces were obviously a good combination for us, without there is, even if it's in the same family, there is really three different faces to show which are absolutely using the same style of writing music, but bringing very opposite sensitivity and emotional fields of human being. It's maybe the smartest and more elegant realization in music of romanticism, maybe, in a very pure way.
For their performance, the Eben Quartet does something they've never done before. They had their first and second violinists switch places. While first violinist Pierre Colombet takes the lead on Mendelssohn's later F minor quartet, second violinist Gabriel Lamagadou leads the ensemble through this gentle earlier piece.
We thought maybe this is the occasion to give the first violin seat to Gabriel, because that will help the listener on the same CD to perceive two absolutely different sides of the composer at the very beginning and at the very end of his life. And I think it may have been even more difficult for the first time to be a second violinist, because this is something which requires a lot of observation and reactivity.
As you listen to the Eben Quartet play these three Mendelssohn string quartets, Raphael Merlan says you'll hear deep expression and the influence from their double life as jazz, folk, and rock musicians.
There is something we all agree on, it is that Mendelssohn is typically the composer who doesn't require any reserve, any tempo keeping. I mean, for the principe, these fluent lines have to sound free and like taken by the wind or surfing on a wave. It's really lively music. And the improvisation together is always something which has some influences on our playing of the classical repertoire.
Cellist Raphael Merlan of the Eben Quartet talking about their new Mendelssohn recording on New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.